The Student's Privilege, portion of an address given at the opening of the Fernando, California School, October 1, 1902. I am glad to see so many here this morning. Students, I desire to say to you that the prosperity of the school depends largely upon your endeavors. Your teachers will do all that they can to help you. They will try to show you what you must do to inherit eternal life. They will try to show you how to become conversant with the living principles of truth, that you may stand before God and men on vantage ground. Will you cooperate with your teachers? Will you strive earnestly to become useful men and women? Christ is waiting to help you, and He is an all-powerful helper. When God gave Him to our world, He gave all heaven. He placed in His hands every power, every facility of heaven to give to those who receive Him. Christ came to our world to give us an example of what we may become, to show us that we may live a perfect life. He says to us, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:28. Students, you are here to obtain an education that will help you to stand by the side of Christ in unselfish service. This is the highest education that you can possibly obtain. The Word of God declares, "Ye are laborers together with God." Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Philippians 2:12-13. As you stand firm for God, filled with courage and perseverance, constantly revealing self-denial, angels from heaven will come into this school. They will keep guard over you. Your health will be precious in God's sight because you keep His commandments. Do not let self-assertion mingle with your work. Remember the lesson that Christ gave to His disciples when they were contending as to who among them should be the greatest. Placing a little child in the midst of them, He said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." In your schoolwork, do not spend time in learning that which will be of little use to you in your afterlife. Instead of trying to gain a knowledge of foreign languages, strive first to speak the English language correctly. Be sure to learn how to keep accounts. Gain a knowledge of those lines of study that will help you to be useful wherever you are. Remember constantly your need of a union with Christ. United with Him, you will bring into your work the fragrance of His character, and your well-ordered life will be a blessing to your teachers and your fellow students. The sanctifying presence of God will be with you as you seek to do His will with a sincere desire to glorify Him. Among these students, there are those who have come here to prepare themselves for missionary work. May the Lord help you and bless your efforts. The number of our missionaries is not half large enough. The fields are white, ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. God is waiting to endow you with power from on high, that you may go forth to work for Him. There will come to you many opportunities to help one another. Not all are able to grasp ideas quickly. If you see that a fellow student has difficulty in understanding his lessons, explain them to him. Be patient and persevering, and by and by his hesitancy and dullness will disappear. He will gain courage and strength to endure trial. And in the effort to help others, you too will be blessed. God will give you power to advance in your studies. He will cooperate with you in your effort to help your fellow students. And in heaven the words will be spoken of you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Let two or three students meet together and ask God to help them to be missionaries in this school, a blessing and help to their fellow students. The lives of such ones will exert a powerful influence for good on those who scoff at religion. Let your faith be pure and strong and steadfast. Bring all the pleasantness you can into the school. Let gratitude to God fill your hearts. Remember the words, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God." See Psalms 50:23. When you rise in the morning, kneel at your bedside and ask God to give you strength to fulfill the duties of the day and to meet its temptations. Ask Him to help you to bring into your work Christ's sweetness of character. Ask Him to help you to speak words that will draw those around you nearer to Christ. Live in this world to some purpose. If you waste the life that God has given you, when Christ comes to gather His children home, you will have no place in the mansions that He is preparing for those that love Him. God wants you to receive the wisdom that He has for you. He wants you to be Bible students and Bible believers, living in obedience to the words, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Luke 10:27. Then He can bestow on you the power of His truth. Then He can mold and fashion you after the divine similitude. Living in conformity to Christ's will, you will be changed into His likeness. You will grow up into Him, and at last the pearly gates of the holy city will for you swing back on their glittering hinges, and you will enter to hear the words, "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." Revelation 22:14. In your hands will be placed a golden harp, and touching its strings, you will join with the redeemed host in filling all heaven with songs of praise to God and to His Son. Students, do your best. This is all that God asks of you. He who has given His life for you will aid you in your efforts to win eternal life. God wants you to have a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Obey Him, and in this school His salvation will be revealed. I want to meet you all around the throne of God. Learn here the lessons God desires to teach you, and you will join in the song of triumph in the heavenly courts. Manuscript 125A, 1902.